Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening. It doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. On today's episode, guys, it's been a while. Got the fantasy futurist back in here, Geek underscore Mill. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Robbie. How you doing? I know it's been too long, but I'm really happy to be back on the grind and hyped for playoffs and the NFL, and excited to talk about the future of the NFL next season when it comes to ranking these QBs, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, and, you know, incoming rookies. So that's been what I've been doing lately, and yeah, I'm really excited to be on. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course, man, of course. And you still doing your podcast?
I am. It has been a while since I have put out an episode myself. You can find it at the Fantasy Futurist podcast. You just type in Fantasy Futurist wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have a YouTube channel, and there will be more things coming. I'm it's first year in the books. It's quite a journey, but learned a lot of great things. But I'm really hyped to put out some really awesome content for y'all, especially rankings, draft guides, things of that sort. So we're going to be ramping up the heat here at the Fantasy Futurist podcast.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get it. Oh, before we get into it, got to do a shout out to my sponsor, MyVTrophy.com. If you guys have yet to check out MyVTrophy, it's the easiest, quickest way to build a virtual trophy for your fantasy leagues. And cannot forget about the homies, Goat Rush and Dirty Fozzie. What's up, guys?
Most def. Goat Rush 1, we don't spell it, we say it.
That's
and
right.
And Twitterless Bear, I miss you.
Yeah, he's Twitterless. All right, let's get into it. We're going to go over the quarterbacks, and we're going to be going over some running backs here today, looking at the stats, looking at where they finished for the season, and where are they going to be for next season. One surprising thing here, Tom Brady finishing number two quarterback, depending on your scoring format here. But for me, he finishes right just above Justin Herbert. I'm sure you guys have Herbert above Tom Brady. So if that's the way it is, that's cool. But Tom Brady doing again. Does he do it again next season?
Amazing. He amazes me year in, year out. And I don't see anything to say that he cannot do that again, especially if he continues to be the goodwill type of player that he is and allow teams to bring in various skill players that fill his needs wherever he would like them, and any skill player he wants, you know, for the most part. I really love this past week, and this is what's going to get him there, doing things like refusing to come out of the game last week to get Rob Gronkowski his $500,000 incentive, and not coming out until he did that are things that are gonna attract more players there. So as long as he has the folks around him that make him Tom Brady, and as long as he continues to eat avocado ice cream and just be the GOAT, he's in the top five at the very least. But I mean, if not there, it's going to be top three heading into 2022. And you're right. I mean, I have Justin Herbert in my finish, starting in my rankings, just above Tom Brady. So yeah, it's wild to think that, you know, these young guns, Mahomes, Herbert, Allen, Burrow, still can't hold a candle to the GOAT.
He's just unstoppable. I'm still thinking Tom Brady's still got at least another couple years to go.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. There was a time this season where I thought, oh man, Tom Brady, yep, this is it. I think it was the game where he played against the Patriots, which I knew that the Patriots were going to give him a hard time. He had been there for so long. They already know. They know the insides and outs of Tom Brady. I mean, come on, it's Bill Belichick. But I think after that game, I was like, oh, man, I don't know if he's going to be able to do it this season.
Yeah,
and he ended up
in that Saints game, that was kind of a total dud too, you know. So
yeah, he came back and just blew it up. But yeah, no, he's going to be fine. And he's got a couple more seasons to go. They're going to continue to surround him. So, you know, if you're looking for a quarterback, which I did make this move myself last season, I moved down a little bit. I think I actually ended up trading Josh Allen, and I think that's all I traded was Josh Allen, and I got Tom Brady. Yeah, let me look at the history. I could probably tell you. Here we go. It was a bunch of picks. So I added in Tom Brady. I made a big trade. I traded four first round picks for last season. Mm-hmm. Darius Leonard and 2 seconds. Seconds for Tom Brady, TJ Watt, DK Metcalf, Michael Pittman, and James Robinson.
Oh, you got a haul then.
Yeah, so Tom Brady was in that trade. That's what I'm saying. If you want to make a move, I think you can make a move. Go get Tom Brady, and you're going to be fine next season. You know, there might be an owner who's like, he's old. He's not going to do it again. Just ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'll see him go above folks even next year, like Stafford, Hurts, even Kyler probably. Kyler, Dak, he's doing it. And he's real life and fantasy-wise, particularly fantasy, he's still producing you those 25 to almost 30 points a game.
Yeah. Somebody that surprised me, and go a little bit deeper here, somebody surprised me that I thought would have done a lot better, but did not do terrible. It's Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Carson Wentz finished, depending on your scoring, at QB 14. I really thought that there was going to be some more there for him to have with the Colts, but I can see how there wasn't a lot for him to be able to utilize. There's not a whole lot of tools. You got Michael Pittman. He's great. You got Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he's a machine. But outside of, you know, those two guys, there's not really a whole lot happening for the Colts. So I think Carson Wentz is going to come back even stronger next season. What are your thoughts?
I know he's getting soured on a lot just from this past performance. I think, look, there's a lot of factors in that. Inspired Jaguars team came out and just punched that team in the mouth, as Pat McAfee would say. But, there's nothing to say. He's 29. He has the size. He's still athletic. It's just really between, I think it's between the years, cliche as it is. That's really the only thing that's up with Carson. But when it comes to fantasy, finishing for top 15, that's not bad for him, I would say. And I think there's still some more upside to be had with him. I think Zach Pascal and Paris Campbell are done there. They look like they're going to move on from Marlon Mack now that they have JT there fully in the workload. And they're just going to add more weapons for him. Kyle Granson is a nice tight end, I think, that's young and going to be doing something for him in the next coming years. So they're invested into Carson Wentz to try to get them into a winning culture. I still would have him as my QB2 for a super flex league. I like him. I still like him. I'm gonna continue to buy into him, and especially at value now, considering his performances past offseason. I think people are a lot sour on him.
Yeah, I'm still definitely interested in Wentz. I think he's gonna be just fine. I think he's going to step up next season. I'm not expecting a massive step up for him.
Right. Yeah. We're not saying he's going to jump in the top five here next season. I mean, but if he can get back in the 10, that's fine.
Yep. I think he can get himself back into 10 for sure.
Would you rather have Lamar Jackson or Carson Wentz?
You know, honestly, it's a good question. Let's say redraft. I mean, you'd have to go Lamar Jackson, but my thinking here is I don't know if he's going to be there this next season. I don't see why Jackson would not be with the Ravens.
Sure.
But if they don't get into the playoffs here with him, then that's going to be a couple years in a row now where they've yet to make the playoffs with Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, you got to think, okay, we've seen what he can do. You know what I mean? And that's no knock on him, but if they can't get there, I mean, how many times are they going to try? I mean, he's a great player. I'm not saying he's not a good player, because obviously he's a joystick out there. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm lower on Jackson myself. He's never on the field for me enough to give me confidence. It's, you know, and I personally just don't think he's going to be their type of quarterback long term. You know, what he's got, he has next season, and then he's unrestricted free agent in 2023. I don't even, like you mentioned, you don't know if he'll be there. I don't know if he'll even make it fully healthy through next season. Just given his track record, I'm bumping him down immensely in my rankings, but that's just me.
If I do like Tyler Huntley, I do like him. I think too. I think he's good at throwing the ball. I think if he would have been able to not throw some interceptions during week 17, week 18, when he was getting the start, and he got touchdowns, I think that would have given the Ravens a little bit more confidence in going towards that direction, you know, that the scenario that we're bringing up here.
Sure.
I'm not, by all means, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's a possibility. I've been talking about it, you know, pretty much half of the season, where I'm saying I don't know if I really think Jackson is the guy. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's it. I was agreeing with you totally. I really love the prospect of Huntley.
One guy that is a little bit disappointed in this season that I is going to bring it back, is going to bring that third year breakout that Josh Allen had. Because I mean, we saw year one for Josh Allen wasn't the greatest. Year two, we saw it was good, but I mean, he was still making, you know, mistakes. Mm-hmm. But year three, I mean, we saw Josh Allen, the Stallion, explode, become alive. The person that I believe that's going to be that type of breakout is going to be Tua.
Okay.
I believe Tua has the opportunity to really take things off. Yes, they don't have a whole lot going on with the running game, but they got one of his guys. Jalen Waddle is a monster, and I can't wait to get to the wide receivers and talk about him. But that was my guy for this season. I mean, he did great. So they're going to get another wide receiver just like that. Yep. They're going to get themselves a running back, and they're going to be just fine.
Yep. I love that. I love that comparison in regards to like a breakout, because he's on the verge here, right? And once he gets some, he had the coach. I mean, that's very topical right now with Brian Flores firing, which everybody is just like stunned by. I just, you know, we're all trying to make it make sense in our brains about why.
I mean,
their
defense was looking good,
and their defense. I personally was so hype about the defense of the Miami Dolphins and Brian Flores being there. Tua was coming on a little bit. From what reports were, there was some, you know, clashing with the top brass and ownership and Brian Flores there about Tua. So that was like kind of the big factor there. But man, what a dropping of the ball of that organization to let him walk like that and just, well, let him go, really. But Tua next season could have that capability. He finished that, depending on your scoring, between like 23, 25. And, you know, he has the rushing upside. He's going to get some better players. I don't think you'll see Will Fuller there. I know that people are just kind of like not sure what the future will be there, especially with rumors of Deshaun Watson coming in. But wherever Tua goes, because he's going to get another chance here. If he doesn't go, he's too young, he's too talented not to. I think it's just turnovers and, you know, maybe getting a winning track record. But, I mean, in regards to like a QB2, he's a nice base QB2. This past season at around like 19, 20 points. Not bad though. So I could see that little jump, and I really hope that for him as a fan of his and what he did for the Dolphins. What was that? Eight straight wins. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I would like to say that similar comparison, and this is a guy that's higher up, of course, but I think he has the monster year that Josh Allen has this year. And that's my guy that I had this past season, past two seasons, Jalen Hurts. And I, like I said, a little bit more high profile, higher of a finish for sure. But man, he's still getting hated on a lot. He's only in like the top, he is in the top 10, but he's on the, like the very, very like cusp of that. But I think he explodes and becomes the top one in the top three fantasy quarterbacks next season.
I like it. Yeah, no, I really like Jalen Hurts as well. Have him in quite a few leagues. So, yeah, I believe he's going to step up this next season even more and get more done. A surprising quarterback here, sneaky, a sleeper for us here. I want to throw in here is Davis Mills.
Okay. Yes.
Last, like, five games that he had, here's his scoring. Yeah, this is PPR, so a little bit of your scoring might be a little bit different here. So, but here's his finishes. Week 14, starting off, 27, 19, 23, 12, 33. And these are the teams that he played up against. Seattle, the Jaguars, the Chargers, 49ers, and Tennessee. I mean, that's a pretty good, nice split there of, you know, competition. I think Davis Mills is a sleeper for sure. I think people are sleeping on him. And I actually picked him up. I think I drafted him in like two leagues where I could on the back end. And I was talking about him this last offseason. I said, I think that he could get a chance. I wasn't saying he was going to be something, you know, special, but it was a good kind of pickup. And I think these last five games really showed us that, hey, I think the Texans actually might have something here.
It would be remiss of the Texans to not explore what Davis Mills has. He has great size. I really liked him coming out of Stanford. I think he came into the NFL and funny enough, corrected a lot of things that people were down about him. I think it was like a turnover thing and accuracy and being a stare down type of player, especially in a place like Stanford, you know, where you're not like playmaking constantly, but his TD to turnover ratio is amazing. If the outlier was the Buffalo game earlier in the season at week four picks, but that's Buffalo, right? Six touchdowns coming down the stretch here against those teams you mentioned. They weren't slouch defenses. And let's be honest, we didn't expect Houston to do a damn thing this season. And, you know, he made folks like Rex Burkhead, Damian Amendola. And think about this, a Davis Mills, Nico Collins connection going forward. Imagine that stack for Dynasty if you had that in, you know, going forward. I drafted Davis because I really liked him as, you know, a taxi squad guy. And I really am just glad you brought him up because he's been one of my favorite players to watch. And he might be, other than like Mac Jones here. Mm-hmm. And I hope I'm not going to leave anybody else out here. I mean, Zach Wilson's not it for me. He has talent, but he's not it yet. And Mac Jones and Trevor, I mean, Davis Mills is a really good quarterback. In the end, a really good NFL quarterback, and he could be a really good starting quarterback. He gets some feet set here. He's going to be a star in fantasy, too.
Mm-hmm.
He needs some confidence from that team to say, hey, we're going to invest in you, too.
Yeah. They
put some respect on Davis Mills' game.
They need if they can keep Brandon Cooks there as well, I think that would definitely help.
Very true. Very true.
Because Brandon Cooks, I mean, he's good, too. Let's see. Yeah. Any other quarterbacks I really want to...
Well, let me ask you this. Since we're on Houston, let's talk about Sean Watson a little bit. Where do you think he might end up? You know, a lot of folks are like Pittsburgh. You know, Miami seems to be like the prime spot for him. Denver, I don't think that's the type of quarterback that they want for that team, but that's a possibility too. Maybe? I don't know.
Kirk Cousins has not been doing bad. He's been
decent. That's true. That's true.
You know,
they just fired all their staff was, you know, right. There seems like they're cleaning house. So I'm just curious about Cousins' future there. But anyway,
just trying to think of like quarterback play this season. You know, I don't really think there was like a whole lot of, you know, QBs where you're like slapping your face, like, man, they got to get that dude out. Like he is not good at all. I think most quarterbacks, I mean, they have their times where they have bad games, but I think for the majority of them, they actually had a pretty decent season as a whole. But I mean, with those coaching firings, I mean, that just opens doors. I mean, we saw what happened. What was it there with the Jaguars?
Yep.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of different situations. There's another one that was on top of my head. Kind of thing.
Are you talking about maybe Raiders with Gruden being out and then Derek Carr is maybe that one? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
I'm just trying to think about midseason firing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different openings now where there could be some head coach that comes in and says, "Hey, we want Tua, or we want Tua, we want Deshaun Watson." But I really don't think there's a whole lot of heat right now in that fire.
There's not at all. Yeah, it's way early, surely. But
yeah, so I'm not too concerned about Watson.
That's fair. I'm not either. I think his value is fine. I think you need to go get him. Don't go I wouldn't go overboard with swapping out a Kyler Murray or even Kirk Cousins, even, you know, just I yet. Would, or Dak it, Prescott.
I think maybe you could trade a, probably I would trade at least a second.
Yeah.
Right now for Deshaun Watson, just for the, you know, hoopla aspect.
I don't think you're going to get that. I think people are going to want a first, if not multiple firsts, or like a first and a solid quarterback that they can lean on, you know, as a base. If you're going to try to get just Deshaun Watson, I think people are really hyped about him. I think the hype is going to start to build. I think it's there now because there's nothing to talk about, right? There's just no base for it. It's all hype now. But and the thoughts of all these firings and where these quarterbacks go. But just seeing in some of the dynasty startups I started our drafting in already, just trading in, especially dynasty wise. It's just folks are really hanging on to them until something's valuable. Unless you find someone that's just willing to trade, then you can kind of, you know, grip them for maybe a second. But I think it's going to take multiple firsts, if not a first and a player.
Yeah, there's a lot of different possibilities.
Yeah,
but I think
I could also see him in Carolina if Matt Rhule decides to really shake things up and they figure out
true sort of trade. That's a spot. Yep.
Yeah,
that's a spot that he could definitely go. Let's see, any other QBs? Daniel Jones, I'm not sure if he's going to be there. Is there any quarterbacks that you think are gone? It's no more.
No more.
Big Ben.
I don't know. I'll tell you someone surprising. I think Teddy Bridgewater might be done.
Just looking at his name too.
Yeah. I think he might be done. There's, you know, so we obviously have the, you know, situations there with the Broncos where they have a really good base of a team defense wise. The running game looks fantastic. I no one's really super hype about these receivers, but Jerry Jeudy's going to do something at some point, I'd imagine. He's not going to break out. His breakout time is done, in my opinion. But I really love Tim Patrick as value for Dynasty if you're going to go try to get a receiver. But I think Teddy Bridgewater here might be done. And I think, obviously, with the potential of an Aaron Rodgers coming in, apparently they're going to interview a Dan Quinn, I think. I'm sorry, there's another quarterback or another coach that has ties to Aaron Rodgers, who Aaron Rodgers really likes, that the Broncos are going to look to maybe bring in. So I think there's a wink-wink thing going on. It's hey, Vic, you know, that's fine. You know, you're here now, but we're going to be changing things up. But Teddy Bridgewater is not, I think he might be toast. You know, I think he's just, I was really surprised he didn't come back from that concussion. And I just don't, you know, sooner. I'm not sure how many he's had in his career, but I don't think it's very many. I also think that there's some inklings there that Drew Locke has not gotten his fair chance. And not that he beat the Chiefs or anything, or, you know, really was, himself. But, he has something and he's super young. So I think Drew Locke might still get a chance there. But I think Teddy Bridgewater's time as a starting quarterback in the NFL is done.
I'd have to agree. I think Drew Locke does get at least another chance where it comes into, you know, the offseason, some other type of QB competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say one surprising thing for me was Trey Lance. Trey Lance didn't really get to see the field at all this season. I
Kyle
was
Shanahan, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
You move up to go get this guy, and you don't use him. I don't understand.
Now, they're in the playoffs. I fully expect them to be ousted by the Cowboys here, but because they're going to start Jimmy G. They're going to start him. And I feel like they're going to be ousted by the Cowboys here. Not, you know, but and Jimmy G is going to get another starting job. I actually think he'll go to Pittsburgh. But yeah, what are you doing not starting this guy that you gave the literal house for? You pushed all your chips in and you said, you know what, I'm going to be the typical, let's keep him on the sidelines for a year and let him learn, or spot, you know, snap him in various snaps at the goal line or something like that, just to like be cute and do my Kyle Shanahan thing. If I was a 49ers fan, I would be irate at the management of quarterback this year for this team. And they still made the playoffs. I'm just blown away by that. But yeah, I'm not super high on Trey Lance, and I'm not giving up a lot for him for Dynasty, but I'm going to try to get him because he's the future there, because they gave so much for him. So he's going to get the opportunity and volume is there. And if he has some inkling of any of the talent that he's hyped up with coming out of North Dakota State, he's going to be a very valuable fantasy piece. I don't know about a real football wise, but I think fantasy wise, he's going to be a gem.
And I agree more. Jared Goff. It's going to talk Done. About just a couple QBs real quick, and then we'll jump into the running backs next episode, if that's all right with you.
Oh yeah, I'm with it.
Okay. You think Jared Goff is done?
Yeah, I just, you know, that team, I love that team, actually. They play really hard. They play really hard and they play fun. I just, you know, I just didn't really get the huge hype about him coming out of college to begin with, honestly. But then he went to the Rams, and this is probably the Sean McVay effect, but he went to the Rams and he did well. And he was supporting Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, you know. I think, was Brandon Cooks there at that time? I can't remember. I doubt it.
Yes, he was when he was okay. Over there. Yep.
Okay, so, you know, that, and they had, you know, other valuable pieces that, you know, with the running back and everything that he supported. He had a great tight end too. But, you know, if there was a chance for him to go somewhere and say, you know what, I am that quarterback. It was his chance this year, and going to Detroit, and he still wasn't able to do it. And I don't have any confidence in. So, you know,
I think this is his last. He'll get one more chance here. I think the last end where they're just really pushing and getting those wins, and just playing with their hearts out, I think showed that he really has a chance here. I think he, like I said, I think he gets one more opportunity.
Sure.
This next season. I think he actually might do okay. I mean, over the last weeks 12 through 18 where he played, so I guess, you know, the second half of the season, he only had two interceptions, with 5, 8, 9, 11 touchdowns to two interceptions. First half of the season, 5, 7, 8 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. So he definitely showed a difference and a change the second half of the season. So I think they're going to give him another shot here. But I think if they can get one more person to help out with the wide receiver spot, our guy, Amon-Ra St. Brown, just destroying over there. We called that one over here. I think he'll be okay. I don't think he's going to be, you know, a top 12 quarterback, but he did finish the season at 24. Mm-hmm. I think he could get himself up into maybe the top 20, top 18.
Yeah, that's fair. Top 18. Top 18 is where I'm going to stop that. I mean, I'll give you, we're in leagues together. I'll give you, if I have Jared Goff on him, I will literally give him to you. You can have him. But he's a backup in my eyes, you know, at some point going forward. I think it might even be next year at some point. I think they're going to try to do something here. Quarterback. Well, maybe they can. I'm not sure of his contract, but you know, he'll be back for sure. He's going to get this shot, but he's not for me. Not for me. I mean, just, I don't want any part of that. I love that team played hard. I love what that coach did for the team, but Jared Goff, nah, bro, nah. How about Baker Mayfield? He's one of my.
He's done.
I'm just really interested in just polarizing right now, of course.
I say he's done.
Okay. See, I say he's not. See, that's, you know, that I think he played very injured this season, and I think unfortunately he's like now he's at a point where he has to bet on himself and really perform next season to do something. But
I mean, this is his last chance.
This is it. Yeah, this is it for him. I have full confidence that'll do it though. He's in the right situation. He needs some receivers.
Yes,
he needs at least one alpha. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not DP. It's not Donovan Peoples-Jones. You know, so he needs some more people. He has one. You have one of the best running, most dynamic, hard running running backs in the league, and you can really control the ball in the AFC North. I don't know, Baker. You know, I hope he can do it. I don't even fault them for picking him at number one, but this is his last ride for sure. And I'm gonna take his value at his QB2 in Superflex Dynasty leagues. I'll give you like a second and that's it, you know, or I'll trade you Jared Goff for him or like Trevor Lawrence or something. Not Trevor Lawrence. Daniel Jones. I'll give you Daniel Jones for Baker Mayfield for sure.
Mm-hmm. Just real quick. I was thinking a good spot could be for Deshaun Watson is the Saints. They don't really have any quarterbacks there. So,
yeah,
it could be a good possibility.
No go for Jameis, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think so on Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Taysom Hill is done at that starting QB like hype where he was going to be. He's not even going to be fantasy valuable. He won't even get enough staff share to do it. He's just done. I've seen him make some really bad, really, really shitty throws this season.
He can move around on the ground, but that's it. That's all he's got.
That's it.
All right. Is there any other quarterbacks you really want to talk about?
Really, it's just like I hope that Trevor Lawrence gets a really good coach for himself. I liked how he performed this last game. I think it's a nice note to go on. I'm really disappointed in Sam Darnold.
Yes.
And that's it. I mean, there's really no one else, dynasty-wise that I'm interested in, you know, except for some of these, you know, newcoming quarterbacks that are coming in here. I mean, I've said his name before, but Sam Howell from UNC is my guy in college coming into the NFL. So just remember that in rookie drafts. If you see Sam Howell for me, I'll talk about him more as we get closer to the draft, but right now Sam Howell is one of my top prospects.
Nice. Yeah. We'll get more into the rookies here soon.
Surely.
But yeah, no, I appreciate that toss out there. Sam Howell, I'm going to look him up and look some more on him as well.
Surely.
All right, guys. We'll have another episode for you next week. Kind of taking a little break with having a bunch of episodes once a day. We'll probably pick up here. I might throw in two episodes every other week, and we'll do one episode every week.
Yep.
So next week, I'll put out two episodes for you guys. We'll do some running backs. We'll do some wide receivers and tight ends. Next Tuesday, we'll have an episode, and next Thursday as well. Are you available those days, Jeff?
I'm all in. Just all right. Keep me booked.
All right, bet. Okay, guys, if you guys have not followed us on Twitter, be sure to follow me at TheDynasty401. And where are you at?
I'm at Geek_Mill, or you can follow the podcast, and that's at Fantasy Futurist. You can also find the podcast. Just type in Fantasy Futurist wherever you listen.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace out, y'all.